Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Among the birds that we count at our feeders each week, there are several types of sparrows whose busy hopping and scratching about we really enjoy watching. These are the American tree sparrow, the fox sparrow, and the white-throated sparrow. My favorite winter sparrows are the fox sparrows. They're a bright foxy red color and look stunningly handsome when seen through binoculars. We only see them as winter visitors because they breed further north in summer in coniferous forests. Fox sparrows are generally rust brown above with a mix of rust and gray on the head and heavy brownish splotches on the flanks and the center of the chest. They're among the largest and hardiest of sparrows and are sturdy, weighing about 1 3/4 ounces. We see them under our feeders and nearby bushes, using their strong legs to kick away leaf litter in search of insects and seeds. Fox sparrows forage on the ground, characteristically double scratching in the soil or snow, making a little forward jump and then scratching back with both feet at once.
And next we have the American tree sparrow, our most commonly seen winter sparrow aside from the junco, which incidentally is also a sparrow. American tree sparrows were misleadingly named by European settlers who were reminded of Eurasian tree sparrows back home. But actually, American tree sparrows are ground birds. They forage on the ground, nest on the ground, and breed primarily in scrubby areas. They are small, round-headed birds that often fluff out their feathers, making their plump bodies look even chubbier. Among sparrows, they have fairly small bills and long, thin tails. These sparrows have a rusty cap and a rusty, not black, eyeline on a gray head, a streaked brown back, and a smooth gray or buff breast in both male and female. An easy way to identify them is by spotting the dark smudge or tie tack in the center of their plain, unstreaked breast.
Seeds, insects, and berries make up most of the American tree sparrow's diet. In winter, they forage industriously in small flocks. They need to take in about 30% of their body weight in food and a similar percentage in water each day. A full day's fasting is usually a death sentence. Their body temperature drops and they lose nearly a fifth of their weight in that short time. American tree sparrows scratch the ground for dried seeds and hop up at bent over weeds or along low branches, gathering catkins or berries. Inventive in their foraging, they have been seen beating grass seed heads sticking up out of the snow with their wings to release seeds they can pluck from the ground. These hardy birds often continue foraging undaunted as winter blizzards roll in. You might see them perched on low branches or atop goldenrod or other plant stalks.
The third sparrow of winter that we love to see is the white-throated sparrow, which happens to be my favorite. It's brown above and gray below with striking crisp facial markings. The black and white striped head is augmented by its identifying bright white throat, bordered by a black whisker called a malar stripe, and with yellow lores between the eye and the bill, which is gray. During winter, white-throated sparrows readily visit bird feeders for millet and black oil sunflower seeds, and they sing their easily recognizable, distinctive songs very frequently. Listen to the pretty, wavering whistle that sounds a bit like Old Sam Peabody, Peabody. We hope that you'll keep an eye out for some of these energetic winter sparrows who add color and activity in our sometimes bleak winter.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.